Time to turn the page. Mount Marty men come into tonight's contest 3-16 overall, 1-10 in the conference. Dort College 19-2 and 11-1. Lancer men have wins over Ogallala, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Presentation. They're scoring 62.7 points per game. They allow 76.8 points per contest. Lancers are getting out rebounded 37.2 to 29.7, and they are making 41% of their field goals, while opponents are converting 46.8% of their shots. Mount Marty's leading scorer is Tyler Payer with a 14.5 points per game average. He takes down 4.3 rebounds per game. Bud Smith has a 13.5 points per game average and averages 3.7 rebounds per game. Chris Richardson has played in 8 games and has a 12.5 points per game average. Alex Irvine's average is 9.6 points per game with 4.8 rebounds. The Defender men are 19-2 overall, 11-1 in the conference. Their loss in the league is to Morningside. The Defenders have won 3 games in a row since a January 8 loss to the Mustangs in Sioux City. The Defenders are averaging just under 90 points per game. They allow 75.7 points per contest. They're making just under 50% of their shots from the floor, 37.1% of their three-pointers, and they've out-rebounded teams by 42.5 to 29.8 average. Opponents are converting 44.3% of their field goals. Dort has converted 437 of 605 free throws, while foes have made 316 of 437. Kyle Lindberg paces the Defender attack with a 17.2 points per game average to go with 10.6 rebounds, nearly 3 assists, 1.5 blocks, and 1.3 steals per game. Lindberg is converting 54.3% of his shots. He was named the Great Plains Athletic Conference Huffman America's Player of the Week for his play last week, as the Defenders won a pair of games. Dalton Franken is scoring 15.4 points per game. He averages 4.5 rebounds. He's converting nearly 50% of his field goals. Austin Kachi's scoring average is 13.3 points per game, and he takes down 4.4 rebounds. He's converting 43.1% of his three-point shots. Nathan Rindles adds 11.1 points per game, 5.1 rebounds. He leads the team in assists with 3.5 per game, and he's making over 50% of his shots from the field. Tyler Walterstorff adds 10.9 rebounds per game, 4.2 rebounds. David Denherter and Alex Terpstra at 6.5 and 5.8 points per game. Off of the bench, Brian Sumner is adding 4.0 points per game. Last outing for the Mount Marty men, they lost to Midland 65-41 Saturday, trailed 39-19 at halftime. Tyler Payer at 15, Alex Irvine 7. The Defender men beat Doan 92-81 after holding a 46-30 halftime lead. Dort was led by Kyle Lindbergh's 22 points. He had 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Nathan Rendles had 20 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists. Tyler Walterstorff added 18 points. Austin Kachi had 9. The Lancermen lead this series 47-46. Dort won the last meeting 100-60. That was back before Thanksgiving. Dort was up 56-23 at halftime. They made 53.7% of their field goals. Mount Marty knocked down 34.4% of their field goals. They were beaten in the rebounding department 57-25. Kyle Lindberg had 20 points and 13 rebounds. Dalton Franken added 15. Austin Kachi had 14, and 13 defenders scored in that game. Mount Marty's top scorer was Bud Smith with 20. Zach Tellis added 12. Lorenzo Davis knocked down 11. Here then is your starting lineup, first of all, for the Dort College Defenders. Dort College will start Nathan Rindles, a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 11.1 points per game. Number 21 is Austin Kachi, a 6'4 senior from Orange City, averaging 13.3 points per outing. Number 31 is Kyle Lindberg. He's a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 17.2 points per game. Dalton Frankens, a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, tossing in 15.4 points per outing. And number 35 is Tyler Walterstorff, a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 10.9 points per game. For the Mount Marty Lancers, Bud Smith is a 6'1 junior from St. Louis, Missouri, averaging 13.5 points per game. Chris Richardson is a 6'2 junior from Convent, Louisiana, averaging 12.5 points per game. Tyler Payer is a 6'5 junior from Armour, South Dakota, averaging 14.5 points per contest. Alex Irvine hails from Brookings, South Dakota. He's a 6'4 sophomore. And rounding out the starting lineup is Patrick Sigonovich. He's a 6'6 freshman from Semaphone, Australia, averaging 4.3 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here's our national anthem.
Through the battle of the skies,
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the opening tip of tonight's contest right after this.
Water is all around us. Falling from the sky, bubbling up from the earth, running clear at the turn of a faucet. No wonder it's hard to imagine we're facing a water crisis. But we are. So that's why the American Planning Association brings you simple ways to save water at home and in your community. Learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Find out how native plants make a great garden with less watering, why a car wash that recycles water is the way to go, how community efforts can make the biggest difference of all. When you work with local planners, businesses, and elected officials, protecting water as a part of growth and development can be as natural as water itself. A public service message from this station and the American Planning Association.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
The drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play.
This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders. We are underway with the basketball. Tyler Walterstorff, left side, Dalton Franken. Franken on the baseline, Mount Marty in a zone to start. Pass comes right side, Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg, deep right corner, directing traffic. Comes back over to Kachi. Rindles. Rindles looking for the back cut. Instead, they go to Lindberg. Lindberg on the left elbow. It comes over to Franken. Franken gives up to Lindberg. Lindberg, Rindles. Rindles, right side, Kachi. 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles drives in, dumps it off for Lindberg. Lindberg, shot no good. Gets his own rebound back. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Irvine picks up the personal. That's Alex Irvine's first personal foul. Team foul number one on the Lancers on the first possession of the basketball game. And Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Lindberg off the heel, no good. Lindberg is a 64% free throw shooter. Just underway with this men's college basketball game. Dort College in Mount Marty in men's play. The women's contest won by Dort College earlier this evening. Lindberg makes one of through and one of two. And the Dort College defenders lead it 1-0. 1-0 our score, a rare 1-0 advantage. With a basketball out front, Chris Richardson. Richardson with a basketball. Richardson comes back over to Payer. Payer with it right side, gives it up to Irvine. Irvine goes right corner, Richardson. Richardson with a basketball looking down low. They dump it down low, double teamed on the play is Irvine. Comes back outside, right side, Irvine. Irvine, 15-footer, is good. Alex Irvine with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail 2-1. 2-1 our score, into the corner it goes Lindberg. Lindberg, Franken, Franken, kick out, Kachi. Kachi, three, good. Three-point basket for Austin Kachi, and the Dort College defenders lead it 4-2. 18:40 remaining, first half. Bud Smith brings the basketball up. He goes right side Richardson, and Richardson travels with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Our officials this evening, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Jason Slaughter, Rich Buckman, and Ron Jackson. Out front with it, left side is Rindles. Rindles with it out at the point. Goes high post to Franken. Franken, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Irvine. Irvine with the ball. He passes it up to Sigunovic. Sigunovic to Bud Smith. Bud Smith with it on the right side. He's going to try to work it in against Rindles. Passes into the corner. Sigunovic. Sigunovic, nothing there. Comes back out front, Richardson, and they throw it away. Turnover back to the defenders as the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be defender basketball, length of the floor in front of them. 18:03 remaining in the first half. Right side it goes to Kachi. Kachi Rendles, left side Franken. Franken, right side Kachi. Kachi into the corner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looks inside for Walterstorff. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Rendles. Rendles on the left wing beyond the three-point line. Mount Marty content for the zone defense so far. Nord College struggling to attack it at the moment. Lancer basketball, right side Richardson. Ball's loose, picked up by the defenders. Here comes Nord College, Rendles. Rendles looks his man off, finger roll, layup good. Nate Rendles able to look the defender off, lays it up with a finger roll. Here come the Lancers. Dort College leads it 6-2. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Smith. Smith goes into the corner, Sigunovic. Sigunovic dumps it down low. Irvine, kick out pass. Right side, Smith. Smith drives the lane, and he is fouled before the shot. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Nathan Rendles. Nathan picks up his first personal. Team foul number one on the defenders as well. Mount Marty to throw it in. This is Sigunovic. Sigunovic looking. Sigunovic pass over the top, stolen by Lindbergh. Lindbergh picks up the gift. Lindbergh back the other way. And the ball is stripped and out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. David Denherger is in. Tyler Walterstorff checks out. 3 minutes gone in this ballgame. Nearly 3 minutes gone. 17:07 left to go. Inbounding is Rendles, into the corner, Kachi. Kachi, a three, corner, got it. Austin Kachi with two threes early. Dort College leads 9-2. For Austin Kachi, that brings his career total to 229 threes. Cliff Warner with 231 at the top of the heap. Three-pointer answering no. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Smith. Smith into the lane. His shot no good. Sigunovic comes up with it. Off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for, taken by the Lancers. Shot no good again, and the ball is kept out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Well, that will not sit well with the coach. As too many offensive rebounds, that is an area Dort College has prided themselves on this season, and that is controlling the glass. Chris Richardson over the basketball. He passes left side to Smith. Bud Smith back over to Richardson. Richardson into the corner. Three on the way is good for Mount Marty. And Tyler Payer. Payer with the three-point basket. Dort College leads 9-5. Into the front court with the basketball is Rendles. Nathan passes right side Austin Kachi. Kachi high post. Denherger. Denherger into the corner. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Back over to Franken. Baseline jumper good. Dalton Franken with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 11-5. Coming back the other way, Bud Smith. Smith is going to work it in against Rendles. Nathan not giving any ground that time. Chris Richardson with the basketball. Richardson back over to Smith, and an illegal screen called on Chris Richardson. The illegal screen called. Ron Jackson whistles the foul. It'll be Dort College basketball throwing it in. Kyle Lindbergh. Mount Marty countering with a substitute. This is Nerman Kritzalik. And bringing the basketball up for the defenders will be Rendles. Rendles, the sophomore. Boulder, Colorado, drives in. The runner off the glass, too strong, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Denherger. David Denherger cleaning up the garbage. Dort College leads 13-5. 15:35 left to play, first half. Lancers with the basketball. This is Kralik. Kralik gives it up to Smith. Smith driving right side. Rendles has helped defense behind him. Pass goes down low. Denherger not giving any ground. Irvine puts it up over the top of him. Rebound cleared by Lindbergh on the missed shot. Lindbergh ahead to Rendles. Rendles into the corner. Kachi. Kachi back over to Rendles. Rendles reverse pass is taken away by Payer. Payer driving in. Layup of the right hand. Good. Pyre with the two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 13-7. Mount Marty wants a timeout. Timeout charged to the Lancers. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Left side it goes. Underneath Rendles. Rendles fed it to Denherger, and Denherger was stripped. But stepping on the baseline out of bounds was Chris Richardson. And the Dort College defenders York College getting the ball inbounded to Kachi. Kachi to Lindberg. Lindberg to Sumner. 20 to shoot for the defenders, up by 6. Dump it underneath. The diagonal pass. Rindles to Lindberg. Lindberg laying good. He's got 3. York College leads 15-7. Brian Sumner in the ball game at the last break. They dump it off. Irvine. Irvine layup good. Irvine with 4. York College leads 15-9. 15-9, our score. Left side pass is Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi feeds it off. Rindles, Denherter off the glass, good. David Denherter with 4 points. Dort College leads 17-9. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass into the lane, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Kyle Lindberg gets it ahead. Right side, Sumner. He sets, fires 3. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will have the basketball. And throwing it left side of the lane will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles to toss it in. Dort College up 8. 13:55 remaining. And David Denherter takes it up strong on the inbounds pass. And Denherter is fouled on the way up. Denherter just gave Dort College 3 good minutes. I believe he's going to be checking out of the ballgame. They're going to call that foul before the shot, evidently. I thought Denherter was headed to the free throw line for 2. Terpster to throw it in. So Dort College doesn't get the 2 free throw attempts. They spin it left side over to Rindles. Nathan with the basketball out front. Terp, 3. Good. Alex Terpstra with the 3-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 20-9. 13:40 remaining in this first half. Lancer basketball, Kralik. Kralik to Pyre. Pyre out front, Sagonovich. Sagonovich to Pyre. Pyre gives it up to Kralik. Kralik into the lane, nothing there. Comes back to Bud Smith. Smith cut off by Rindles. Pass back left side over to Kralik. 10 to shoot. Kralik hesitates. Gives it off to Smith. Smith on the baseline working against Rindles. 5 to shoot. He puts it up over the outstretched hand of Nathan Rindles. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Alex will bring it into the front court. Alex Terpstra reverses it back over to Franken. Franken back over to Terpstra. Terpstra left side Rindles. Rindles with the basketball back over to Franken. Franken baseline jumper is good. Dalton Franken makes it 22-9. Dort College in front. With the basketball is Kralik. Kralik into the corner. Sagonovich. Sagonovich pass. And we've got an illegal screen called on the Lancers again. This is Bud Smith. Smith whistled for the personal that time. That's foul number 1 on him. Chris Richardson, by the way, picked up his 2nd personal on that inbounds play on the other end. Or that play underneath where Denherter, I thought he was going up for the shot, but they didn't award him the free throws. That was foul number 2 on Richardson for Mount Marty. With it on the right side, Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra, Terpstra, another one in and out, no good. Tap by Denherter, keeping it alive. Gets it to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Franken. Franken off the glass, too strong, no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. Foul called on Tyler Waltersdorf. That's foul number 1 on him. Well, even though Dort College came away empty on that possession, Dort College able to keep the ball alive. Coming up the floor with the basketball is Kralik. Kralik with the ball. Kralik over to Smith. Smith to Sagonovich. Sagonovich to Smith. Smith spins on the baseline. His shot in and out. No good. Tough shot. Rindles was able to bother it. Denherter got the rebound. Nathan into the front court. Nathan, jump stop, gets it away, Tyler. Tyler gives it up, Denherter. Denherter shot in the lane, no good, but David is fouled on the play. Denherter this time will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Sagonovich commits the personal. David Denherter will go to the free throw line, and he'll shoot a pair. So David Denherter will go to the free throw line. Free throw is up, free throw is good. He's got 5 points. Another free throw on the way. For Denherter, 23-9, Dort College in front. A 2nd free throw on the way for Denherter. And this one is up, and that one's good as well. Den Herter with 6 first-half points. He'll check out of the ballgame. Kyle Lindbergh is back in. He gave Dort College some nice minutes, did David Den Herter. And there's a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. With the basketball out front is Bud Smith. Smith on the right wing. Smith gives it up over to Kralik. Kralik with the basketball. Kralik to Pyre. Pyre with the basketball. Dort College up by 15. Lindbergh able to strip the ball away on the attempt by Irvine. And the Dort College defenders will play defense as Mount Marty will throw it in on the baseline. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Saganovic. Saganovic looking. He passes over the top to Pyre. Pyre to Smith. Smith with the basketball working against Franken. Comes back over to Pyre. Pyre, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh takes the basketball back. Lindbergh up the floor with it, working against Irvine. Pass comes back over to Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Franken. Franken to Nabla. Nabla, bounce pass down low, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. He faces up. Reverses Nabla. Nabla, Franken. Franken, jumper, 12, short, no good. Gets his own rebound back. He'll look for the pass out to the perimeter and gets it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Nabla, Nabla, Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it up with the right hand. Left side, good. Lindbergh with 5. Dort College leads 26-9. 10:45 and counting, first half. Lancer basketball, right side, Pyre. Pyre swings it over to Smith. And we've got a foul called on the play against Patrick Nabla. Nabla whistled for the personal. That's his first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be the Lancers and Saganovic. Saganovic, right side of the lane as we face the hoop, looking to throw in over the top, nearly picked off by Franken, taken by Smith. Smith driving in, and Smith is called for the charge. Foul number 2 called on Smith. Walthersdorf stepped in, took the charge. Dort College coaching staff always likes to see someone step in and help on the defense and take the charge. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. They get it in to Nabla. Nabla goes over to Franken. Franken with the basketball back over to Walt. Tyler Walthersdorf back out front. Kachi. Kachi, Franken. Franken back over to Kachi. Kachi into the corner. Lindbergh. Lindbergh, right-handed hook. His shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Franken, controlled by the Lancers. And the Lancers coming up with it. And that's a new player I wasn't planning on seeing tonight. Number 40 for Mount Marty, Anthony Stransky. And the Dort College defenders, Patrick Nabla, hits the floor hard that time. Foul's going to go on Alex Irvine, his second. So Brian Sumner will check into the ballgame. That's team foul number 7 on the Lancers already. So Dort College shooting a 1-1 with Dalton Franken. Franken, the player who is fouled. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Patrick Nabla hit the floor hard, and he's being checked out now by the training staff. 10:06 remaining in this first half. Dort College down a guard already this evening. Told before the game, Danny Voss not in uniform. He will not play. Second free throw is up and good for Frank, and so Dalton makes both free throws. He's got 6, and the defenders lead 28-9. 28-9, our score, Dort College by 19. Brian Sumner, Kyle Lindbergh, Nathan Rindles, David Den Herter, and Austin Kachi on the floor. With the left side is Kralik, and we've got a foul called on the drive. And that foul's going to go on Brian Sumner. That's number one on Brian. And the North College defenders will play defense as Saganovic throws it in. Saganovic tosses it in. Finds Mitchell Newhouse on the baseline. Newhouse played in the junior varsity game earlier today. He's a freshman from Rapid City. He's working against David Den Herter. Comes outside to Saganovic. Saganovic has a strip by Kachi. Picked back up. Here's Pyre. Pyre with it. 15 to shoot. Left side pass. This is Kralik. Kralik pass through the lane. Tipped and controlled, taken by Rindles. Nathan comes up with it. He passes over to Kachi. Kachi gives it up. Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Rindles to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Right side, Kachi. Kachi catches, fires three. Short, no good. Rebound taken away. Left side by Saganovic. Saganovic with the ball. Saganovic will pass it ahead to Kralik. Kralik to Newhouse. Newhouse reverses right side. Three on the way. No good. Rebound cleared again by Lindbergh. Lindbergh already with rebounds mounting. Lindbergh up the floor. Lindbergh gets away from the defensive player for the moment. Sidesteps him. Now the outlet pass after he missed the shot. Taken back by Rindles. Rindles over to Sumner, and Rindles will shoot a one and one. Nathan Rindles will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Beg your pardon, a one and one. 8:43 left to go in the first half. 28-9, our score, Dort College by 19. Back into the contest, Chris Richardson. Mount Marty has three players with two fouls each. That foul was charged to Anthony Stransky. Free throw on the way for Rindles is up and good. Nathan Rindles with 3 points. Another free throw on the way for Nathan. This one's up, and he left that one short. A rare missed free throw by Nathan Rindles. 79 of 91 coming into the contest. 80 for 92 now, so he's missed a total of 12 free throws all season. That's a rarity. 8:30 left to play, first half. Newhouse with the basketball out front. Newhouse gives it to Saganovic. Saganovic to Kralik. Kralik to Newhouse. Newhouse to the cutter. Jumper not good by Richardson. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Mount Marty limited to four field goals so far. The layup attempt by Rindles just too strong off the heel. Controlled by Mount Marty. Lancer basketball. This is Kralik. Kralik to Stransky. Stransky underneath Richardson. Richardson kick out pass. Comes back over to Saganovic. Saganovic feeds it to Newhouse. Newhouse with a two-point basket. And Dort College leads 29-11. Dort College up 18. With it is Terpstra. Terpstra, Kachi. Kachi free throw line. Back to Sumner. Sumner double team. Back to Rindles. Rindles gets it back over to Den Herter. Den Herter will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Ten free throws for Dort College after these two by Den Herter. Thus far, Dort College, 6 of 8 from the charity stripe. First free throw by David, up and good. Another free throw on the way for Den Herter. Den Herter, a junior from Sioux Center. Brian Sumner, freshman from Ankeny, will check out of the contest. Another free throw on the way for David Den Herter. Tyler Walthersdorf waiting to check in. Second free throw by Den Herter is up. Soft touch. Drops it through. Nice soft touch for the big fella. He's got 8 first half points. And the defenders lead 31-11. Den Herter leading all players with 8 points so far. 31-11 our score. Lancer basketball. Kralik on the left wing. Kralik picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Saganovic. Saganovic to Richardson. Richardson with the basketball. Richardson driving in, and a blocked shot by the defenders, but a foul called. And that foul is going to go on Dort College's Alex Terpstra. So Terpstra picks up the personal, his first. And free throws on the way for the Lancers, trailing 31-11. First free throw is no good. Kralik misses the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. He's a 76% free throw shooter. Shot a few this season. 31 of 42 now from the charity stripe. And he misses that one as well. Misses both ends of the two-shot situation. First free throws tonight for Mount Marty. Walthersdorf passes left side over to Terpstra. Terpstra tries to reverse it on the baseline. Not much room to work there. And it's taken back by Kralik. Kralik with a basketball on the left wing. Kralik to Smith. Smith with a basketball. Smith passes right side. Shot on the way. No good. Weak side rebound cleared out. Here comes Rindles. Nathan into the front court. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra into the corner. Franken. Franken stops on the baseline. Back over to Kachi. Kachi will drive in. Shot no good. There for the rebound, Austin Kachi. Kachi with a putback of his own missed shot. He's got eight. North College leads 33-11. 33-11 our score, North College by 22. Lancer basketball, left side, Saganovic. Saganovic comes back over to Kralik, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. Was looking down to make a note and didn't see the foul occur. Dalton Franken picks up the personal, his first, and that's team foul number six on the defender. 6:19 remaining, first half. North College on defense. Saganovic throws it in. He gets it in to Bud Smith. Smith with the basketball. He passes it over to Kralik. Kralik on the left wing. Kralik to Saganovic. Saganovic, three, good. 33-14, North College by 19. Into the front court is Rindles. Rindles over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Franken. Franken, right side. He comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Franken. Franken shot in the lane is good. Dalton Franken with 8 points. North College trails, leads 35-14. 5:45 left to play in the first half. Kralik with the basketball. Kralik goes over to Saganovic. Saganovic has the pass taken away. Walthersdorf. Tyler into the front court. Right side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi gives it up. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf driving in. Hesitates. His shot is good. Tyler with his first two. North College leads 37-14. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. 5:10 left to go in the first half. Pass goes down to Mitchell Newhouse. Newhouse with 4 points, and the defenders lead 37-16. Lindbergh passes right side. It's tipped and controlled by Pyer. Pyer gives it up. Bud Smith. Bud Smith with the basketball. Smith feeds it out front. Back over to Kralik. Kralik to Pyer. Pyer with the basketball on the wing. Pyer gives it up to Saganovic. Saganovic to Newhouse. They come back left wing. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken brings it up the floor. He passes it off to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds. Last touched by Mount Marty, Italy, Dort College basketball. Dort College by 21, 37-16. Tyler Walthersdorf checks out of the ball game. Austin Conchi checks out. Nathan Rindles checks the ball in. He passes into the corner. Terpstra. Terpstra, three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Mount Marty. So Terpstra got the open look at the three. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers trail by 21. Pass goes down low to Newhouse. Newhouse with the left hand. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on David Den Herder. Den Herder whistled for the personal foul. And free throws on the way for the Lancers. Mitchell Newhouse will put up the free throw attempt. Free throw is up and good by Newhouse. He's got another one on the way. He's got 5 points. A second free throw coming for Newhouse. 3:59 left to play. This one is up and good as well. So Newhouse makes them both, and the Dort College lead is 37-18. 3:55 and counting, first half. Lindbergh with the basketball, double team, gets it away, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Franken, man-to-man, a defense applied by Mount Marty. They pass it down low for Den Herter, and it's tipped out of bounds, last touch by North College. I beg your pardon, last touch by the Lancers. It'll be North College basketball. 3:41 remaining. Pass comes into Lindbergh. Lindbergh kicks it into the corner. Terpstra, he'll let fly with another three. No good. Weak side rebound controlled by Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Rindles. Nathan gives it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Franken. Franken will put up the jumper. It's no good. Tap by Den Herter. Tap by Terpstra. Good. Credit Den Herter with keeping it alive. Credit Terpstra with crashing the glass for the second chance shot. North College leads 39-18. 3:15 remaining, first half. Saganovich. Saganovich comes back right side to Kralik. Kralik gives it up. Saganovich. Saganovich to Pyre. Pyre into the corner. With it is Saganovich. Saganovich down to the baseline. Shot blocked by Lindbergh. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Rindles ahead to Franken. Franken trying to put the dunk away. Off the heel, no good. And the Mount Marty Lancers come back the other way. Got a little too far under the hoop, and Tyler Pyre has the basketball. Pyre gets it away to Kralik. Kralik passes it off to Pyre, and Pyre is fouled on the play. Pyre will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 39-18, our score. And Tyler Pyre will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Tyler Walterstorff, Brian Sumner, and Austin Kachi all checking into the ball game. Free throw no good by Pyre. Pyre, a 67% free throw shooter. Terpstra, Franken, and Lindbergh all check out. And taking a seat on the end of the bench as well is Patrick Nabla. Nabla may be done for a while. Pyre makes one of two free throws. And the defenders lead 39-19. With it on the left side is Sumner. Sumner to Kachi. Kachi on the curl cut, double team. Back over to Sumner. They left him for the double team. Sumner attacks the rim. Kachi finds him, and Sumner lays it up for two. 41-19, North College leading by 22. Lancer basketball, right side, Saganovich. Saganovich to Kralik. Kralik gives it up to Saganovich. Saganovich, nothing there. Back up front to Newhouse. Newhouse with the basketball. Newhouse feeds it underneath. To left side, Kralik. Saganovich. Saganovich comes back to Kralik. Three to shoot. They'll cast up the long three, and it goes out of bounds off of the rim. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be North College basketball. North College gets a stop defensively. Inbounding will be Tyler Walterstorff. He'll inbound the basketball to Nathan Rindles. Nathan Rindles will bring the basketball up. Comes back left side, Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles, shot no good. Rebound controlled by the Lancers and Newhouse. A little too quick on the trigger that time for the defenders, and North College will play defense now. Lancers with the basketball on the wing. With it on the right side, they feed it out front to Pyre. Pyre drives in. His layup attempt, no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff's pass deflected, taken away by Saganovich. Saganovich passes it off right side Pyre, and Pyre is fouled. Count the hoop, and he'll go to the free throw line for one. Tyler Pyre will shoot a free throw, and Pyre makes the free throw. Old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 9 points, and the defender lead is 41-22. Bringing the basketball up will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. He passes left side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler Walterstorff to Dalton Franken. Austin Kachi, right side, Nathan Rindles. Comes back over to Dalton Franken. Dalton Franken, right wing. Comes back over to Nathan Rindles. Rindles to Kachi. Kachi ball fake back outside to Dalton Franken. And Franken is fouled on the play. And Dalton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Dalton will go to the free throw line for a pair. He's got 8 first half points. That foul was whistled on Mount Marty's Anthony Stransky. Stransky picks up his 2nd personal foul. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Franken makes both free throws. He's got 10, and the Dort College lead is 43-22. 35 seconds left to play, first half. With the basketball is Kralik. Kralik out front, comes back over to Pyer. Pyer with the basketball in between the circles. Pyer guarded by Kachi. He passes left side to Newhouse. Newhouse with it on the wing. Newhouse looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Saganovic. Saganovic to Pyer. Pyer at the top of the key. 5 to shoot. Comes back right side. Stransky. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Tyler Waltersdorf. Comes over to Franken. Franken, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, 3 at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 43, Mount Marty 22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders leading Mount Marty at halftime, 43-22. Dort College led almost from the start. Mount Marty held a brief lead at 2-1. Dort College built the lead to double digits at 20-9 for the first time and pushed the lead up to as many as, I believe, 23. And as I take a look back through my notes, 37-14 was the biggest advantage. It's 43-22 right now. Dort College led this evening by Dalton Franken with 10 first half points. For the Mount Marty Lancers, they are topped so far by Tyler Payer with 9. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the numbers in a moment. Halftime numbers look like this for the Mount Marty men. They're 8 of 26 from the floor, 30.8%, 2 for 6 on threes, 33.3%. 4 for 7 on free throws, 57%. For the defenders, 15 of 34 from the floor, 44.1%. 3 of 11 on threes, 27%. 10 of 12 on free throws, 83%. Dort College out-rebounding Mount Marty, 24-14. Turnovers, Mount Marty 10, Dort College 5. Dalton Franken led Dort College with 10 points in the first half of play. Austin Kachi and David Denherter with 8 apiece. Kyle Lindbergh with 5. 3 for Nathan Rindles, 2 each for Tyler Waltersdorf and Brian Sumner. For the Mount Marty Lancers, Tyler Pyer with 9, 4 for Alex Irvine, 6 for Mitchell Newhouse, 3 for Patrick Saganovic for their total of 22. Alex Irvine and Anthony Stransky have 3 rebounds each for the Lancers, while the Dort College defenders, Kyle Lindbergh, has 7 rebounds, 4 for Dalton Franken, 3 for Tyler Waltersdorf and David Denherter, 2 for Nathan Rindles. Rindles credited with 5 assists and 3 steals as well in 18 minutes of play. Chris Richardson with 2 assists. Tyler Pyer has 3 assists for the Lancers. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with a check of conference scores right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball at the moment. Men's basketball halftime. Hastings over Concordia, 38-30. Midland over Doan, 41-22. Morningside, 48. Northwestern, 26. Dakota Wesleyan, 43. Briarcliff, 39. North College over Mount Marty, 43-22. Two relatively close games. Three games that at halftime, pretty wide margins. We'll see if any of them tighten up in the second half. Earlier tonight, it was the Dort College women victorious over Mount Marty, 69-54. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Mount Marty basketball as we start the second half of play. With the basketball out front is Bud Smith. Smith passes over to Richardson. Richardson with it out front. He passes off to Saganovich. Saganovich on the left wing, guarded there by Dalton Franken. They feed it down low to Irvine. Irvine working against Tyler Walterstorff. Take it away by Rendles. Rendles a foot race the other way. Hands it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. And Lindbergh gets called for a charging foul. Foul called on Lindbergh is his first. It didn't look like a charge as I get a look at it on the delay of the webcast that is now up and running. For those of you curious about that, yeah, we've had some internet issues, and that ties directly to our webcast. And, yeah, we had problems in the first half. Hopefully we've taken the quality down just a little bit, and hopefully that helps out. With the basketball, comes over to Bud Smith. Smith with the basketball, shakes right, goes left. Left-handed layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball ahead to Rendles. Rendles hands it off to Kachi. Kachi will drive in. His layup is good. Austin Kachi with 10 points. Dort College leads 45-22. Coming back the other way with the basketball, Lancers. Chris Richardson at the top of the key, and we have an illegal screen called against Mount Marty. And Coach Andrew Baker will take umbrage with that call. That foul called on Saganovich is his second. Bringing the basketball back the other way is Rendles. Nathan passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi back outside to Franken. Franken three, splash it in. Dalton Franken with a Baker's dozen. Dort College leads 48-22. 18-40 and counting. Ball game. Dort College opening up a 26-point advantage. Pass goes right side Richardson. Dump it underneath Newhouse. His shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Tie with a pass ahead to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Hesitates. Comes back over to Franken. Franken another three. 16 for Franken. Dort College leads 51-22. And this one's starting to open up a lot. With it left side is Bud Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith passes left side over to Tyler Payer. Payer gives it up. Shot, the runner by Richardson is good. 51-24, our score. Back the other way, Dalton. Dalton Franken gives it up to Tyler Walterstorff. Hesitates, his shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Newhouse. Newhouse gives it up, Richardson. Richardson's pass, a ball deflected. It's the dribble. He's unable to maintain it. And Tyler Walterstorff getting down on the floor. He's not afraid to stick his nose in there. Nathan Rendles will check out of the ball game. Checking into the contest, David Denherter. So Tyler Walterstorff will inbound the basketball. Dort College in control of this one, 51-24. With it right side, Tyler Walterstorff comes back over to Austin Kachi, and Newhouse is called for a foul underneath as he fights for position with David Denherter. And Newhouse picks up foul number two, team foul number two on the Lancers in this half. Kyle Lindbergh to throw the ball in. Lindbergh gets it into Franken. Dalton with the basketball out front, fires it, and just a little bit outside as it's tipped by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College to throw the ball in. This is Franken getting it into Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Comes right side Kachi. Kachi backs out. His straight on three is off the heel. No good. Rebound Den Herter. Den Herter trying to muscle it up, and he is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Lancers will bring it up. This is Bud Smith. Smith with it on the left wing. Smith with the basketball. Smith passes it off to Richardson. Richardson with it out front. Richardson driving right side. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Pass over to Newhouse. Newhouse back to Richardson. Richardson reverses it. Opposite baseline and throws it away. Dort College leads 51-24. 17:04 remaining in this game. Dort College leading by 27. Lindberg brings it up. Passes left side over to Franken. Franken, baseline jumper off the side of the rim, no good. And Tyler Walterstorff gets called for a foul on the rebound. Tyler Walterstorff whistled for foul number two. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Ball is tapped out by Tyler Walterstorff. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Lancer basketball. Lancers will inbound the basketball. Nerman Kralich. Passes to Saganovich. Saganovich lost it, picks it up, gives it back over to Newhouse. Newhouse to Kralich. Kralich with the basketball. Kralich will drive in. Back outside Newhouse. His shot no good. Rebound cleared by Lindberg. Lindberg up the floor with the basketball. Lindberg, crossover dribble, dumps it underneath Den Herter. Den Herter fouled on the play, and David will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 8 points. He's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Defenders leading at 51-24. So the defenders lead it. And the defenders in control of this one. Shooting free throws, Den Herter. First one is up and good. Den Herter, a perfect 5 for 5. He's now 44 for 61 for the season. Franken, Walterstorff, Kachi check out. Sumner, Terpstra, Rindles check in. Free throw by Den Herter is up and through, so David Den Herter makes them both. Den Herter with 10, and the defenders lead 53-24. 16 minutes remaining in this contest. Lancers pass left side, Saganovich. Saganovich back to Pyer. Pyer shot straight on, no good. Rebound taken away by Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Sumner picks it up right side over to Rindles. Rindles with it in between the circles out front. Comes back right side, Sumner. Sumner around the horn they go. Back over to Rindles. Nathan puts it on the floor hard to the baseline. His shot. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Nathan will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And Coach Andrew Baker up on the Mount Marty bench upset with that call. Bud Smith picks up his third personal. Rindles will go to the free throw line where he is 1 for 2 so far today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw by Rindles is up and good. So Nathan makes both of the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College has outscored Mount Marty 13-2 to start the second half. Kralich with the basketball. Kralich to Pyer. Pyer. Right side, Richardson. Richardson with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Pyer. Pyer with the basketball. Pyer, right side, Richardson. Richardson with it. Richardson out front. Dort College helping out on the defense. Den Herter jumps out to hedge on the screen. Driving in, Kralich. Rebound taken, steal by Terpstra. Here comes Sumner. Sumner puts it up. And it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball, and now the officials will confer. It'll be Dort College basketball. As they say, a Mount Marty player touched it, and from my angle, it certainly looked that way. They'll ask for a reset on the shot clock to 30 seconds. And Alex Terpstra will inbound the basketball. Passes to Sumner. Sumner over the top. Sumner with the basketball back over to Terpstra. Cross-court pass, Sumner. Sumner out front, Rindles. Rindles, Terpstra. Terpstra into the corner. Kachi, three-pointer. Good. Austin Kachi with the three-point basket. He's got 11, and the defenders lead 59-24. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Lancers. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. For Austin Kachi, that was his third three of the night. He's got 13, and the defenders lead 59-24. With the basketball out front is Kralich. Kralich picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Pyer. Pyer with it on the wing. Pyer passes left side over to Richardson. Richardson with it. Richardson drives the lane. Nothing there. Cut off by Rindles. And now they throw it into the backcourt. Over in back violation. Dort College will get it. 59-24. Dort College leading by 35. Would expect to see a lot of different combinations here over the next 14 minutes and 20 seconds. Dort College comes right side, Kachi. Kachi with it, and we've got a foul called away from the ball. I believe that's going to go on Alex Irvine. He picks up his third. Well, this one got ugly in a hurry here in the second half. Dort College outscoring Mount Marty 16-2 to start the second. Inbounding the basketball is Rindles, and Rindles a little low on the pass to Sumner. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Lancer basketball. 59-24, Dort College in front. 14-13 remaining. Kralich with it. He passes to Richardson. Richardson, Pyer. Pyer dribbles it off of his foot, actually off of Kachi's foot out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College with the basketball. Throwing it in right side of the lane is Saganovic. Saganovic gets it in. It's taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi in between the circles. Comes over to Rindles. Nathan feeds Sumner. Sumner underneath, then Herder. And on the help defense, Tyler Pyers swipes it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball again. Throwing the ball in for the defenders will be Rindles. Rindles to Traeger, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Nathan gets it in over the top. Kachi, ball fake. And he is pushed on the play by Anthony Stransky. And Stransky picks up his third. And that is team foul number six on the Lancers in this half. Dort College will inbound. Dort College will inbound in front of the defender bench. Throwing it in will be Brian Sumner. He gets it in to Nathan Rindles. Left side, Terpstra. Terpstra looking down low for Den Herder. Back out front, Sumner. Sumner, Rindles. Rindles penetrates, puts it up. Shot hangs on the rim and drops through. Nathan Rindles with 8 points. Dort College leads 61-24, and the rout is on. Lancer basketball. Kralich. Kralich guarded by Terpstra. Kralich in the corner. And a foul is going to be called on the play against Dort College and Austin Kachi. Austin Kachi whistled for a foul away from the ball, evidently. I did not see that one. Pass comes into Smith. Smith into the lane. His layup is good. But Smith with a 2-point basket. Dort College leads 61-26. 13-10 remaining. Rindles with it out front. Nathan passes right side. to Terpstra. Goes Sumner. Sumner with it on the right wing. Sumner swing it left side. Rindles. Rindles underneath. Den Herter layup good. Den Herter with 12 points. Stuart College leads 63-26. Lancers will inbound the basketball. Nerman Kralich brings it up the floor. Kralich, pass comes right side to Saganovich. Saganovich back over to Kralich. Kralich, right wing, Smith. Smith puts it on the floor into the lane. Three-pointer is up and good. Nerman Kralich with the two-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 63-28. Comes back over, right side, swing it to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi, and Kachi's going to be called for traveling. So Kachi will check out of the ballgame. J.D. Bohr will check in. 12:08 left to go in the game. Dort College 63, Mount Marty 29. And bringing the basketball into the front court is Kralich. Kralich, right side, Newhouse. Newhouse, Kralich. Steal on the reverse pass, taken away by J.D. Bohr. Bohr ahead to Sumner. Sumner, layup, good. Ryan Sumner with 4 points. Dort College leads 65-28. Bringing the basketball up the floor is Kralich. Kralich across the timeline, picks up his dribble. He passes left side to Saganovich. Saganovich to Kralich. Kralich to Smith, and Bud Smith is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. And he will shoot two as he was fouled on the play by David Den Herter. Den Herter picks up his second personal foul. Bud Smith averaging 13.5 points per game. He's been limited to two so far. First free throw by Smith is up and through. He's got 3 points. Another one on the way. Let's start checking on some GPAC scores. And there are a couple that were relatively close. Second free throw is up and good as well for Smith. Right side pass, J.D. Bohr over to Nathan Rindles at the top of the key. Left side, Alex Terpstra. Terpstra looking down low. He's going to feed it to Sumner on the left wing instead. Sumner out front, Nathan Rindles. Rindles puts it on the deck one time. Comes back to Terpstra. Terpstra right side, Rindles. Rindles underneath, Den Herter. Den Herter trying to put it up. Has it blocked. Now it's batted off of the bottom of the backboard and out of bounds. It will be. Dort College basketball. Pass into the corner, Brian Sumner, and Sumner drills a three. Brian Sumner with 7 points. And the Dort College defenders lead at 68-31. 68-31 our score, Dort College in front. We'll have a new player checking in for the defenders in just a moment. That's Andrew Topp waiting at the scorer's table. Pass over the top. Count the hoop, and a foul on the play called on Terpstra. So Irvine will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Rindles checks out of the ball game. Top is in. Dort College leading 68-33. And the free throw is missed. No good. Dort College leading 68-33. With it out front, Terpstra, right side, Bohr. Bohr passes over to Top. Top looking down low. Instead, they feed it Terpstra. Terpstra, top of the key. Alex with the basketball on the left side, passes to Top. Top looking for the backdoor cut. Instead, feeds J.D. Bohr. Bohr with it out front, 12 to shoot. Comes back right side, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Bud Smith. Smith with a basketball. Smith with a head full of steam driving in. Lost it on the way up. He was met that time by Alex Terpstra. J.D. Bohr with the basketball into the front court. J.D. driving in, and he is fouled on the play by Stransky, and that's number four on him. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We don't have an update on the Briarcliff Dakota Wesleyan score. J.D. Bohr makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Brandon Brewersma checks into the contest. Brewersma is a 6'7 freshman from Sunnyside, Washington. It's been a little while since some of these young men got into game action. J.D. Bohr, a sophomore from Hull, Iowa, makes both free throws. And the defender lead is 70-33. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Kralich. Kralich to Bud Smith. Bud Smith with it down to the baseline. Nothing there for Smith. Smith passes over to Richardson. Richardson to Kralich. Kralich with the basketball. We're past the 10-minute mark of this contest. Lancers have the basketball out front. Pyre feeds it left side. Smith. Smith looking. Goes to Newhouse. I beg your pardon, that's Irvine. Irvine puts it up, bulls his way to the basket, gets it to go. Alex Irvine with 8 points, and the defender lead is 70-35. With it is J.D. Bohr. Bohr to Terpstra. Terpstra top, Sumner. Sumner three, got it. Ryan Sumner with 10 points tonight. Dort College leads 73-35. Bringing the basketball up for Mount Marty is Kralich. Kralich feeds it off left side to Pyre, and Pyre is fouled on the play. Well, it looks like Concordia and Hastings are locked in a dandy in men's play. A one-point contest with 14 minutes to go. Doan is trying to cut the lead on Mount Midland. They trail by 8 with 11 minutes left to go. Midland in control of that one. Dort College well in front in this one as well, 73-35. Pass into the corner, three-pointer, too strong, no good by Bud Smith. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Right side pass, Terpstra. Terpstra with the ball. Dort College will work it. Left side, J.D. Bohr on the wing. Goes into the corner, top. Top has the baseline drive, puts it up, good. Andrew Top with a two-point basket. So Andrew Top with a two-point basket. Top is a sophomore. He is from Laverne, Minnesota, listed 6'3". Foul on the other end called against the defenders and Brian Sumner. Terpstra will check out of the ballgame. And free throws on the way for Kralich. Kralich to shoot a 1-1. First one is up and through. He's got another one coming. So another free throw coming here for Kralich. Kralich, second free throw is up and good as well. So Kralich makes them both. And the defenders trail a lead, 73-37. Well, this one pretty well decided. Any doubt was taken away early in the second half when Dort College outscored Mount Marty 16-2 to start the second half of play. Sumner's pass is deflected, taken by Top in the backcourt. Ball's down on the floor, and Sumner just got waylaid, and I hope he's okay. Brian Sumner shaken up on the play. And he will get up and try to walk this one off. Brian Sumner, the freshman from Ankeny, walks his way to the free throw line, and he's going to feel that one in the morning. And I think he's feeling it right now, in fact, where... He was planted, and a player knocked him down from the side. Free throw is off the mark, no good by Sumner. Sumner, 44% free throw shooter. And he's going to get a little break here, and he's going to check out of the ballgame. Terpstra will check into the game for the Defenders. And I would imagine he's going to go for Sumner. First free throw is up and good for Bud Smith. Smith with 5 points. Sumner will check out of the ball game. And I would imagine he's going to be assessed by the training staff as well. As it is, it's 73-39, North College leading. Down on the block, Brewersma unable to finish it. Here comes Mount Marty back the other way. Bud Smith up the floor with it. He goes right side over to Payer. Payer gives it up. Three-pointer by Richardson, no good. Long rebound taken by Bud Smith. North College leading 73-39. Bud Smith made both of those free throws on the other end. Lancer basketball, 7:28 left to go in the game. Back out front, Pyre. Pyre, three, misses badly, no good. Rebound taken away by J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr gives it up top. Top out front, Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the floor. Drives in, nothing there. Caught in the lane, gets it back out to J.D. Bohr. Bohr to Terp. Terp, three, got it. Alex Terpstra with 8 points. And the North College lead is 78-39. North College in front. 6:55 left to go in the game. Lancers with it. They feed it to the cutter, Richardson. Richardson shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Andrew Topp, I believe. Andrew Topp whistled for the personal, his first. 6:47 left to go in the contest. Dort College in front. First free throw, no good by Richardson. Richardson averaging 12.5 points per game. He's got two today. He misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. That one is good. Richardson makes one of two, and the Defenders lead 78-40. 38-point advantage for the Defenders. 16-2 run early in the second half. Pushed a 21-point lead to the insurmountable point it is at now, and Alex Terpstra hits a three from the top of the key. And the Defenders lead it 81-40. So Terpstra with another three. He's got 11. And the Defenders in front 81-40. Driving in. Shot is blocked by Brewersma. Saved in by Brewersma. No. They say he stepped on the baseline out of bounds. It will be Mount Marty basketball with 6:14 remaining. Throwing the ball in, Mount Marty. And they get the ball inbounded. No, J.D. Bohr comes up with it. Bohr with a steal. J.D. Bohr bringing it up. Kicks it into the corner. Terp, Terp, another three. That one's no good. Rebound taken away by Chris Richardson. Richardson gives it to Bud Smith. Smith with the layup, but wave it off. Basket interference by Patrick Sagonovich. Layup was halfway down, and it was well on its way to going through, and Sagonovich goes up and grabs the rim. 5:50 left to play, first in this ballgame. Pass goes into Brewersma. Brewersma, hook shot in the lane, is good. Brandon Brewersma with the two-point basket. And the Dort College Defenders pushing the lead up to 83-40. 5:37 left to play. Sagonovich swings through with the ball. Kick out pass, three on the way, no good. Rebound taken away by J.D. Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr with it on the right side, passes to top, top to Gogg. Derek Gogg facing up, comes back over to top, top, shot, no good. Rebound tapped out by Terpstra, rebound controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way, Bud Smith. Smith with the basketball, he passes left wing. Lancers feed it down low, Newhouse. Newhouse into the lane. His jump hook is good, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. ...83-42, Dort College by 41. 4:58 remaining in this game. Dort College will win their 20th game of the season in 22 starts. They'll also improve to 12-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. with a win here this evening. Free throw by Newhouse is good. Newhouse with 9 points. Stuart College leads 83-43. Terpstra feeds it underneath. Brewersma back outside top. Top trying to feed Brewersma. Brewersma came out for a screen. Now it's stolen by Terpstra. Terpstra lay in good. Alex Terpstra with 13 points. Stuart College leads 85-43. Coming up the floor with the basketball is Richardson. Richardson to Stransky. Stransky feeds it Bud Smith. Smith misses layup. Rebound taken away by Brewersma. Here comes J.D. Bohr. Bohr driving in. Nobody stops the ball, and Bohr is fouled on the play by Newhouse. Newhouse picks up his third personal foul. That's his eighth foul today. He was also in the junior varsity game today and ended up fouling out in that one in the closing moments. North College junior varsity men ended up winning, I believe, the final 68-61. Here tonight in the varsity contest, North College closing in on the sweep. That was foul number 4, by the way, on Newhouse. And J.D. Bohr makes the free throw. He's got 3 made free throws this evening. 3 for 3 from the charity stripe. Another free throw on the way. Free throw by J.D. is up, hangs on the rim and won't drop through. Gog tips it, controlled by Bud Smith for Mount Marty. Lancers coming back the other way. Bud Smith passes to Richardson. Richardson, left wing, Stransky. Back to Richardson. Richardson down to the block. Nothing there. Gives it up Newhouse. Newhouse back to Richardson. Richardson hits a three. Second three of the night for Mount Marty as a team. Beg your pardon. Third three-pointer of the night for Mount Marty as a team. Dort College one, leading 85-46. Andrew Topp got the baseline. Short arms the layup attempt. Here comes Mount Marty and Bud Smith. Smith into the corner. Stransky. Stransky a three. Good. 85-49, Dort College in front. Beg your pardon, 86-49, Dort College leading. Terpstra will drive in, kicks it to Gog. Gog lost it, picks it back up, and Derek Gog with a two-point basket. 88-49, Dort College in front. 3:18 and counting. Left side pass for the basketball is Stransky. Stransky in the corner. Feeds it to the cutter, Smith. Smith, layup, good. Bud Smith with 8. North College leads 88-51. J.D. Bohr passes right side, Gog. Gog over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it, looking for the pick and roll. Terpstra into the corner, J.D. Bohr. Bohr, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Mount Marty. Lancers bringing the basketball back the other way. Richardson. Richardson, layup, good. I beg your pardon, that was 10 instead of 12, so Bud Smith with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 88-53, 2:30 left to play in the game. J.D. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr takes it into the lane, back over to Gog. Gog, left elbow. He gives it back over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it, left corner. Terpstra pulls it out, sets it up. Bounce pass, Gog. Gog with the basketball. Gog with the left hand, his layup no good, but there for the putback is Brewersma. Brewersma makes it 90-53, Dort College in front. 2 minutes left to go in this contest. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Bud Smith. Smith, layup with the right hand, good. Bud Smith with 12 points, and we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 2 minutes left to go in this one. Dort College with it well in hand, 90-55, that is, leading the Mount Marty Lancers in GPAC basketball play. Comes back right side, Top. Top with it on the wing. Top looking down low for Brewersma. Top looking, has his dribble, picks up his dribble, feeds it down low, Brewersma. They don't bring the double team. He faces up. Now backs his way in. Right-handed hook shot is good by Brandon Brewersma. He's got 6. 92-53, Dort College, 92-55, Dort College in front. Mount Marty basketball, Zach Tellis. Tellis to Newhouse. Newhouse lost it, picks it back up, feeds it outside. 3 on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bohr. Stransky missed the 3 on the right wing. Coming back the other way, Terpstra. Terpstra top, left wing. top to Gog. Gog, right side bore. Bore down to the baseline. He's going to get a seam to the lane. And that seam is open for a moment, and then it's stripped away. Tipped out of bounds. Sam Four checks into the ball game. Checking out is Zach Tellis. Bohr gets it into Gog. Gog misses the short shot from the left side of the lane. Comes back the other way with the basketball out front, Lorenzo Davis. Davis had been playing significant minutes. He gets in here at the end of the ballgame. They pass it to Newhouse. Newhouse, shot, good. He's got 11. North College leads 92-57. 40 seconds remaining. Terpstra will pull it out. Pass it left side top. 27 on the shot clock. 35 on the game clock. Terpstra feeds it back over to top. Top to Gog. Gog, deep left corner. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Gog. Gog underneath, blocked by Newhouse, and that's it for Newhouse. He fouls out with 22.4 seconds remaining. Well, they're going to not give it to Newhouse, but instead give it to Grant Fleisick. Gog to the free throw line. And Derek Gog misses the first free throw. He's a 6'7 freshman from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Prepped at Linmar. Second free throw by Gog is up and through. So Derek Gog makes one of two. He's in the scorebook. 93-57, Dort College leading in a game that really wasn't that close. Right side pass, Stransky. Stransky's going to drive in with a left hand. It's good. Five for Stransky. Dort College leads 93-59, and that's how it'll end. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's basketball game in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailed once tonight. That was 2-1 as we take a look at the Wireless World postgame wrap. Dort College made a three to make it 4-2. Extended the lead to double digits at 20-9. Led 43-22 at halftime. And then started the second half with a 16-2 run and put that one away. And they end up winning by a final of 93-59. Dort College outscores Mount Marty 43-22 in the first half, 50-37 in the second half. With several combinations, lots of players played a lot of minutes tonight. Everyone played at least 8 minutes, and no one played more than 26 this evening for the Dort College Defenders as they improved to 20-2 overall, 12-1 in the conference. Mount Marty 3-17 overall, 1-11 in the GPAC. Let's take a look at the numbers. They shake out like this. Mount Marty 21-51 for 41.2%, 5-14 on threes, 35.7%, 12-17 on free throws for 70.6%. For Dort College, 33-64 from the floor. That comes out to 51.6%, 10-23 on threes, 43.5%, 17-22 on free throws, 77.3%. Dort College, a 38-27 rebounding advantage. Turnovers, Mount Marty 21, Dort College 10. Dort College, even though this was decided early, it seemed, really did some good things and achieved some goals. They always talk about making at least as many free throws as their opponents attempt. They also want to out-rebound by a significant number. They did that today, and turnovers were just 10. So all in all, you take a look inside the numbers a little bit, and a pretty good day for the defenders. They also got everyone but one player into the scoring column, and that was Patrick Noblon. We'll ask Coach Ross Dalma about Patrick's status here after tonight's ballgame as well. Dort College led in scoring by Dalton Frank and 16 points, 13 for Alex Terpstra, 12 for David Denherter, 10 for Brian Sumner, 8 for Nathan Rendles, 5 for Kyle Lindberg, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff, 3 each for J.D. Bort, Derek Gog, 2 for Andrew Topp, and you've got Brandon Brewersma with 6. He had productive minutes this evening as well. Bud Smith led Mount Marty with 12 points, most of them coming late, 11 for Mitchell Newhouse, 9 for Tyler Payer, 8 for Alex Irvine, 6 for Chris Richardson, 3 for Patrick Saganovich, 5 for Nerman Kralich, and 5 for Anthony Stransky. Bud Smith had 6 rebounds, 4 for Mitchell Newhouse. No one else with more than 3 for the Lancers. Kyle Lindberg had 9 rebounds for Dort College, 4 each for Dalton Franken and Tyler Waltersdorf, as well as J.D. Bohr and David Den Herter. Nathan Rindles, 7 assists tonight. Austin Kachi with 3, 4 steals for Nathan Rindles, 2 each for Tyler Waltersdorf, Alex Terpstra, and J.D. Bohr. Dort College had 12 steals as a team. Mount Marty had 7. Let's take a break and be back with a look at scores from around the conference right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College victorious this evening, 93-59. The final score over Mount Marty, 20th win of the season for the Defenders. Coach, sometimes these are the toughest ones to get ready for. These are sometimes tough ones to play in and coach in, but your team pretty focused. And I guess what I saw that I really liked this evening was the fact that even though you're up at halftime and in control of things, your team started with a 16-2 run, put it away right away in the second half, and took away any doubt. Good start to the second half for your team this evening.
Yep, thought the guys did a good job of really focusing on ourselves and doing what we could control. Especially on the defensive end, I thought we did a nice job of competing with the ball screens and getting through some of the off-ball screens as well, and really contesting shots hard on the three-point arc. That's something that we really felt we had to do a good job with. I thought overall we did a really nice job of sharing the basketball and making the extra pass, and played with a lot of energy. You're right, these are games that sometimes you worry about. But I thought our guys really handled the situation well tonight.
10 for 23 on three-pointers, and I guess what I saw that I like, 23 is probably a little higher, but in a game like this, sometimes that happens. There weren't many possessions where you came down and took a quick three tonight, though.
Right. They were shots, I think, within the rhythm of the offense. They were on inside-out passes or on penetration kicks where guys were open. And, we were ready to shoot them and knock some down tonight.
I don't have much more to ask about this. When you control the boards the way you want, 38-27, 10 turnovers, that's very livable. You got to the free throw line, made 17-22, the opponent 12 for 17. Those are sometimes the things within the numbers that you look at, and those indicate good production for your team.
For sure. You know, the rebounding, free throws, and turnovers are what we focus on, like you said, and all those were good tonight. Got to get ourselves a little healthier. Pat Knoblaw.
Yeah, what's his status?
Sprained ankle.
Okay.
Sprained ankle, no more tomorrow. Kind of see how the foot heals or swells overnight. Hopefully there's some healing. And then Danny Voss got a cortisone shot today in his knee. So he was unavailable today. We hope later in the week that he'll respond well to that. So got some guys that are banged up here a little bit. Hopefully we can get them healed up by Saturday.
And Brian Sumner took a little bit of a spill, too, where he had somebody roll up on his leg. Those are the kind of things that make you hold your breath. And it's a fragile season. You and I have talked about that over the course of the next 4 weeks, you take it one game at a time. You prepare as best as you can with the personnel you have. But it is a fragile season, and right now your team's enjoying it, 20-2 for the year.
It is. But you're right, it can change in an instant. Just have to focus on the day-by-day things, and tomorrow a big thing will be just trying to get healthy and kick out some of the soreness and see if we can, you know, gel a little bit with probably some different rotations come Saturday.
Dakota State on Saturday, non-conference play. That's a team that stuck you pretty good down in Madison last year.
We 2 years ago, we held on to win by 2. They missed a 3 at the buzzer, and then, as you mentioned, they stuck us really good last year at Madison, so... A team that when you play a non-conference game, they get ready to go. And we know that they'll be here and playing really well on Saturday.
Well, Coach, sitting 12-1 in the conference now. We'll see how things shake out in league play on Saturday. A good win tonight for your team. Congratulations, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And that is going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball. I'll tell you what, we're going to take one more break, and then we'll see what scores we have for the conference right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the standings at the moment. Dort College goes to 12-1 with their win tonight. Mount Marty slips to 1-11. Last I saw, it looked like Concordia was going to lose to Hastings. That one's still too close to call. Midland over Doan, so Midland goes to 9-3. Doan slips to 2-10. We can call the Morningside one. Morningside will beat Northwestern. They'll move to 8-3. Northwestern will fall to 4-7. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan. Last thing I saw, that was a 3-point lead for Dakota Wesleyan with about 4 minutes to go. That was at the Corn Palace, so that one's too close to call at this point as well. We're going to close it down. Dort College gets the sweep over Mount Marty. Women's play 69-54, 93-59 on the men's side. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.